Thank you for calling customer support. My name is James. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm calling because there was what appears to be a fraudulent charge on my account for a purchase from you guys.
May I begin by asking? Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
May I have your zip code, please, so I can see where those charges are for?
It's 92234.
And your first and last name?
John Reynolds.
John Reynolds?
Mm-hmm. Like Reynolds Wrap?
Mm-hmm. Give me just a moment to locate an account.
I have an order number.
Yes, I believe I do have you here. Can you verify the address, please?
68655 Gerona Road, and I'm in Cathedral City, California.
Okay, give me just a moment to look at these charges. Okay, I do see here. Let me see. I do see here that on April the 20th, there was an order for the smart fitness tracker that can be used to track heart rate, blood pressure, and steps. And due to mm-hmm. there being no cancellation of that trial, your build on May the 5th.
This wasn't a trial. What this was I answered a survey with Amazon Prime that said that I would receive a free watch if I paid shipping only, which I did, and I was billed shipping only. That was back on April 19th or 20th. And then yesterday, you guys tried to bill me for the actual watch that was supposed to be free. There was no trial anything. A trial would imply that there was some software or a program, which I did not purchase.
I see here that it was a trial and due to it not being canceled, but what I can offer you a 35% refund to that trial, to that charge.
No, I want the thing removed, and I'm happy to ship the thing back because it is literally useless. The fact that you guys are billing me for the actual watch itself after it was supposed to be free makes it fraudulent, and now I have to contact Amazon Prime and figure out why they're pushing fraudulent charges.
It's usually just in the terms and conditions. May I offer you a 50% refund to that charge?
No, I don't want it.
Okay, but you can't send the watch back, so can I offer you a higher refund to that charge?
I can't send the watch back.
We just can't receive it back due to the coronavirus.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I will
be
able to refund you a total of $59.39 back to you.
That is the absolute best you can do on this? This is something that I cannot use.
Yes, I can be able to send it back to you minus $10.
Okay, fine. I'll agree to that, but I don't want anything to do with this company.
It's just a straight sale, not a reoccurring charge.
I already paid the shipping only. That was supposedly all it was. I can't believe that Amazon Prime would be involved with something like this. This is a total scam.
It says the refund was failed and that the transaction was not settled.
What transaction? There was two charges to my account.
Yes, that's the same charge. The one that did not go through yesterday, it was attempted again today, and it says it was not
settled. Correct. Well, because it's still pending.
Yes, that's why it won't allow me to issue you a refund. because it is still pending, but the account is closed out.
No, it isn't. It just got I just got off the phone with the bank.
No, I was saying this account is closed out.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
I can try to void the charge, I guess, since it did not go through. Just one moment. Yes, it was voided successfully. So since it was voided, it may not leave your account. It may just go back today or within 24 hours. But the most wait is 3 to 5 business days if it ever leaves the account.
Okay. And then we can cancel this trial thing that you're talking about, right? What is that anyway?
After the order was placed, you had 14 days to try it out, the council, but now the trial is over. This was your bill, so now that was just the final payment, but it's over now.
Okay. So, all right. So now I just have to wait and make sure that it didn't go through.
Yes, I voided it since you said it wasn't settled, so it probably won't even leave the account. I'm not sure, but they said it wasn't settled, so it may just reverse back to you.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, so if it doesn't within 24 hours, I would give it 3 days.
Okay.
But it should reverse back to you.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir, and I do thank you for calling customer support. Yes, sir, you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.